We once again have another Zoom meeting, which is why most of us are here. So we're just going to take it easy this time, kind of get back into the groove of things. I don't know about you, but it feels like summer went by very fast. But at the same time, it feels like it's been ages since I've seen many of your faces. And I'm sure it feels the same way for many of you, or at least I'm hoping it does. Otherwise, this would be a little awkward. But especially with the new restrictions and procedures in place, we can also feel just as distant. So what we're going to start off by doing is we're going to split off into breakout rooms, and we can say hi to one another and then catch up a little bit, maybe tell some fun stories about what happened over the summer, whatever you feel inclined to do. We're just going to split up for a couple minutes and then just get some social energy that I know we've all been missing.
Said the whole speaker to you.
All right, perfect. As we all come back, we're gonna head into some preload music, played by Leon Hebert.
Okay, just sleep in general.
Good morning, and I hope everyone has a great year of Sunday school this year. Here's Aiden and Nelson to help lead with Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
One more time.
Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye.
Oh, he's muted.
Oh, really? We are what?
There, now he's unmuted. Now he's looking muted again.
There he goes. Is that better? There we go. All right. Well, thank you for that. That was amazing. Next up, we're going to have Catherine with the call to worship.
Hi, everyone. So I'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 to 33 for the call to worship this morning. Out in the open window, out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm.
All right. Well, welcome everybody. Before we get started with the rest of the service, I just want to remind everyone that because we didn't have a service last Sunday, this Sunday is now the offering Sunday. So if you have any donations, please send them in today. It would be greatly appreciated. And kids, I actually have a special message for you as well. I don't know if you have them handy, but you should have received packages that were dropped off yesterday at your homes. You can get them, but just don't open them yet. Don't open them yet and keep them closed until I let you know you can open them. And next, we're going to be going back into a camp theme because I know the summer just ended. We're just going to have a little more fun with some more camp songs. So we're going to sing Be a Sower. Perfect. Okay. So one last time, we're going to break out into some more breakout rooms because I know it's been a long time since many of us have seen each other. I just had some more social energy. So there's going to be one more breakout rooms and then we'll proceed with the rest of the service.
Lucas, are you introducing the theme or who's up next?
Yes, I'll introduce the theme. All right, perfect. Well, this Sunday's theme is loving our world. And it's a theme that is much more prominent in today's world than ever. With climate change, pollution, the population rising and droughts that have affected us, there are many, many attributes that we need to focus on to help heal. It's not just the physical world that needs healing, but the love of all the people that are on this planet, all of your friends, all of your families, the people you greet as you walk past them on the street, everybody needs love. The gospel calls upon us to love each other as if we are neighbors. And it is written in Corinthians, everything should be done in love. The world today can be scary, and there are people who do not practice the love the Lord has taught us. They can use names or power to hurt other people, and they sometimes make us afraid. But we must remember that what brings us together is love and not hate. As we reflect upon our lives and our faith, we come to realize that love is not a physical thing or something that can be held in your hand, but it is a feeling and a gift of energy. Love makes us feel warm, it makes us feel safe, it makes us smile, and even though we can't see it, we know it's there. We also realize that we have also never seen God, but as John writes, it is this blind faith in love that holds us in our faith. No one has ever seen God. If we love each other, God remains in us, and his love is made perfect in us. John 4, verse 12. And this love can be shared with everyone. You don't have to be related to someone to show them you care for them the same way you'd care for your parents or your siblings. Everyone is worthy of love. Do you remember a time where someone you didn't know made you feel worthy of love? Maybe it was someone at a store who waved at you, or someone on the street who smiled as they walked past. These acts of love are small and they don't take a lot of energy, but they can make a big impact. When we share the endless bounty of love the Lord has given us with everyone we meet, regardless of who they are, because we recognize them as brothers and sisters under God, our community comes closer and gets stronger. We call on each other to love the world and its people as they are our own flesh and blood. We're all united under the goodness and grace of the Lord our God, and it is his love that we rejoice and celebrate life. We must share that love with everyone, because everyone is worthy of it. So why not share it with everyone? So the next thing we have is a scripture reading from Catherine.
So I'll now be reading Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridge groom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them, your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is a great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be blessing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Thank you, Catherine. Next we have Fear Not, the song.
To obey. So sometimes I wonder.
Awesome. Okay. Next up, we have a story for the kids.
Can you see and hear me?
Lamont the Lonely Monster. This book belongs to Lamont. Once upon a time, there was a very lonely monster named Lamont. He was hairy and scary on the outside, like other monsters. On the inside, he was good and kind. More than anything else in the world, Lamont wanted a friend. He went from house to house looking for a friendly face, but the people inside always greeted him in the same way. After knocking on 77 doors without finding even one friend, Lamont was about to give up. But just then, he saw a little house that looked very friendly. So he decided to try once more. Lamont knocked softly on the door, and when it opened, he saw a little boy.
"Would you be my friend?" asked Lamont. "I have a better idea," said the little boy, who was very nice and didn't want to hurt Lamont's feelings. "Why don't you go over to Monster Mansion? You may find a friend there who's just right for you." Lamont thought that was a very good idea. So that very day, he went to number 13 Dreadful Drive and knocked on the door of Monster Mansion. No one answered, so Lamont pulled the door open and saw Sam and Sulky Skeleton. "Hello," said Lamont. "I'm looking for a friend." "What a bother," said Sam sulkily. "I'm not about to be your friend, but you can look around Monster Mansion if you want to. Better watch out for Uriah the Heap, though. He eats monsters like you for breakfast."
Keeping that warning in mind, Lamont the Lonely Monster began to explore. "Maybe there's a friend in here," he said when he saw what looked like a hope chest. But when he opened the lid, he found a sleeping vampire. He decided not to... He closed it right away.
In the next room, Lamont heard the sound of heavy breathing coming from a closet. "Maybe that's a new friend trying to get out," said Lamont. But when he opened the door, there was a werewolf. "Rawr," growled the werewolf. "He doesn't sound very friendly to me," moaned Lamont. And he shut the door and went on his way, hoping that he wouldn't run into Uriah the Heap.
"My, what a lot of books," said Lamont as he went into the library. "Here's an interesting looking one called Open Here." As Lamont pulled the book from the shelf, a hidden panel in the bookshelf creaked open, and there stood a pair of ghosts. "It's Uriah the Heap," they screamed as they disappeared. "If people confuse me with that terrible fellow," said Lamont, "I'll never find a friend."
Lamont walked down the hall until he came to a door where a lot of smoke was seeping out. Disregarding the sign on the door, he opened to see what was inside. "Ah!" shrieked the witch. "How dare you interrupt me while I'm mixing my secret potion?" "Sorry, dear," whimpered Lamont. "I was just looking for a friend." "Be gone," cried the witch, "and may you meet Uriah the Heap before the day's out. He'll take care of you." "That's what I'm afraid of," shouted Lamont as he crept away.
"I'll try one more door before I give up and go home," said Lamont as he stopped before the largest door in the house. The lonely monster should have been more careful, but he was willing to risk anything to find a friend. He reached out and threw open the door, only to find Uriah the Heap. "Aha!" cried the horrible heap. "It looks like I found another victim."
"Please, Mr. Heap," Lamont stammered. I'd make a terrible breakfast. Couldn't we be friends? Friends, cried Uriah the Heap. Friends? You and me? Friends? Well, that is what I came here for, Mr. Heap. I want so much to have a friend. And at that, a great big shiny tear trickled down the cheek of Uriah the Heap. No one has ever wanted to be my friend before, he said. This is the happiest day of my horrible life. All the other creatures who were lurking in the fireplace could hardly believe their ears.
So, as the bewildered boarders at Monster Mansion looked on in amazement, Lamont the Lonely Monster and Uriah the Heap locked arms and walked into the sunshiny world and into the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
The end.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for reading. That was a wonderful book. Next, we're going to be singing Garden to Garden.
Okay, so I'm going to read now from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9. The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I have offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. And now I will read from Psalm 116, verses 1 to 9. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
All right. Thank you, Catherine, for reading the scripture for us today. Next up, I've got a special event for the kids. So kids, gather around, come in close. Remember how I told you not to open those packages yet? Well, now is your chance to open them. And as you open them, I've actually got a special letter from a mysterious moose that I'm going to read for you. Okay. It says, "Dear children of FGMF, in your package, you should have some balloons. I want you to blow one up right now. And also, as this letter is finished being read, I want you to find something in your house that matches the balloon. Once you find that special object that matches your balloon, bring it back and tell us about it. You can tell us where you got it, or why it's your favorite thing ever, or even just what it is." Because I love stories a lot. As a matter of fact, you're going to be getting some books in a little while that are going to be delivered to your houses. And because I love stories so much, there's going to be a journal that comes with the books. And I want to hear some stories from you too. So I'm going to look forward to reading your story from Mystery Moose. Well, that was a nice letter. And I'd be very excited to get some books from Mystery Moose. And I think I'm actually a little bit jealous of you kids. But anyways, the letter is over, which means you can go on your quest and look for an object. And as you do, the congregation is going to sing Sword into a Plowshare.
The way of the world is changing.
All right. Does everyone have a matching object? If so, we can start with whoever is ready. And we just want you to show us your balloon and the object. Tell us a little bit about the object. And just as a little bonus, tell us what grade you're in.
Would you like to start, Ronan? All right. So can you tell people from church who you are first?
Should you speak really loud right into the thing? Ronan would like to go first.
Tell them what your name is and what grade are you in. You're a bit scared, but I'm right here with you. So Ronan started grade one last week at Grosvenor School, which is very exciting.
He's sweet.
Well, it was only 3 days. Yeah, he's very firm on that, not actually being a week. nothing gets passed. No, I'm not. It's not a week, but yes. Okay. So, and this is your color. And what did you find, bud?
I didn't have to look for anything.
Because you found it right away. And what is that? What are you showing? People might not be able to tell what
that is.
The
bottom of my slipper. I didn't have to find them because they'll all be on my slipper.
Yeah. Okay, so you tell them your name. You say your name. This is Sophie. Oh, someone else. Okay. What color is your balloon, Soph?
Red.
And what did you find else that's red? Can you hold it up to the camera? What is it?
A candy.
A candy from the bag and?
A red Duplo block.
A red Duplo block. And Sophie's not in grades of school yet, but she started preschool last week.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm Simon.
Grade are you in?
What grade are you in?
Grade one.
What?
What color is your balloon?
Blue.
What did you find?
My blue Jay's hat.
Oh.
Hey, Simon, does the hat fit on the balloon?
Not quite.
Kind of. But it does look cool on the balloon. A blue head. And I also have a Blue Jay sweater.
My name is Isaac, and my balloon is blue. I'm going into grade four, and this is my favorite cereal.
You're in grade five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Nema?
My name is Nema, and I'm in grade three. My balloon is going to have a pink slap bracelet.
And this is
a balloon, and I'm in grade one.
Your balloon?
My balloon is white.
What is that? This is Abram's puppet he made at Art City in summer.
What is it? Abram, we really want to know what creature your puppet is. What is that?
Duck.
Say it again.
A duck.
It's a duck.
Bring it on the US. Now see if we get say hello and see if we get
My name is Anna and I went into grade five and my balloon is white, and I brought a white stuffy.
Anna, what kind of animal is the stuffy?
A sheep.
Awesome.
A sheep.
Awesome. Are Hans and Zuzu still with us?
Yeah.
Well, and we are here too. So we left our balloons at home and we're visiting grandma's right now. So we just chose colors and had our kids find things. So this is, will you say who you are and what grade you're in?
My name is Lily and I'm going to grade six. And my thing is this colorful necklace that it's wood and it's elastic.
Okay, and then we have.
Hi, my name is Isaac. I'm going into grade four. I brought some Lego. Oh, the color white.
Okay, and then we have.
Alex.
Your turn, bud.
My grandma's phone.
that was Alex. He just started grade two and he brought his grandmother grade two and he just brought his grandma's phone.
Hi, my name is Zuzu. I went into grade three, and my balloon is the color red, but I couldn't find anything red. So I borrowed my bunny because his tummy's brown like the balloon.
Hello, my name is Chris. I just went into grade two. Is this a little Star Wars character that used to be on a keychain? And his helmet is brown, just like the balloon, but it's not the color of my balloon.
All right, is there anybody else that hasn't gone yet?
I haven't. My name is Marcos, and the color of my balloon is blue, so I brought this giant Lego jet. I like it a lot because I got this from my sister. She got it to me because she left to Toronto for vacation. And I didn't see her for a very long time.
One week.
Yeah, one whole week. So she got me this jet. And that's what I really like about my jet now.
Nice. Well, is there any last people that haven't shared yet?
My brother didn't share.
Do I
do something
because?
Okay, another one.
I have red
Smarty. Sophie just found a red Smarty from her package too and wanted to share that as well.
Nice. Okay, well, thank you everybody for sharing. Those are some amazing objects. Next up, we're actually going to be singing a song, one last song, Not Be Shaken.
Thank you.
can't pause it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, now it is a time for sharing. So if you have anything you'd like to say, feel free. Now's your chance.
Hi, I'm Taya, and I want to add some comments for the kids about the treat bags that you received that Lucas has told you about in that letter from Mystery Moose, which is so fun. So you might have noticed that there were 4 different kinds of treats in your bag, other than the balloons, and you might have wondered why. Well, these are Love Your Neighbor treat bags. The colorful Smarties remind us that our neighbors may come in lots of different colors. The raisins, oh yeah, but we're all the same inside. The raisins remind us that some of our neighbors may be different ages, and some may even have wrinkly skin. The popcorn reminds us that some of our neighbors may be loud while others are very quiet or speak another language. And the wrapped candies remind us that some neighbors may be hard to reach, but there's still good stuff inside. We want to love our neighbors and love them all.
Hi, this is Dale Shantz on behalf of the Facilities Committee. As most of you know that we are having an HRV, a fresh air unit, makeup unit, installed at the church. And this has been proceeding fairly slowly over the time. We have some a demolition work to do before we can do the installation. And we need a few volunteers, if possible. We have 3 people who have stepped forward. We have to remove a wall and some ceiling part and then reframing things. So there's a bit of heavy work involved. So if anybody's available to help, it's probably a couple days work. And Cal Duick he's been involved with the project from the start, and he has volunteered to supervise. So if you would contact me, my address or cell phone is in the book, and I'll pass your names on to Cal, and he will be in contact with you. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Robin Heppner-Entz, and I'm a part of the Children's Committee. And as Lucas said, this year we're going to have something pretty exciting, or we're excited about, is a little traveling library for the kids. And so some of the families will get a box of books. And I just wanted to briefly share some of those. The theme was loving our world, loving our neighbor. And so the books take on that theme. And I'll just give you a brief, it's called The Sharing Circle. Last Stop on Market Street, Enemy Pie, and then we got, this one's been popular in the schools around September 30th, called When We Were Alone. This is about an immigrant called Selma, the Syrian chef. Here's one about protecting our world called We Are Water Protectors. Mrs. Moses, Harriet Tubman book. Another one about neighbors called Birdsong. And one from Africa called Mango Rain. So we're super excited to have those books traveling around. And there's other ones, a few chapter books for the older kids. And yeah, be looking forward to that in the near future.
So this is Fran Giesbrecht. I'm the lay minister working with K groups with adult ministries. And next Sunday's adult class will be the the traditional K-group discussion on Zoom. And I'll be sending a note to all the K-group leaders so that you can prepare a one-minute summary of your group and how it's going. And after we've heard everybody, then we'll have a discussion. So if you have any questions or comments to ask about K-groups, that will be the time. Next Sunday's Adult Sunday School.
Debbie Martin Coop here, just to remind you that we have the beginning of Adult Ministries today. So please join us with a fresh cup of coffee after the service, and we'll move directly into our Adult Ministries time together.
Hi, everyone. Leanne Hebert here. I, on behalf of Music Committee, further to the email that was sent out last week, if you are interested in participating in any way, shape, or form, please contact one of us on the committee. That's myself, Leanne Regeer-Lee, Steve Enns, and Linda Whitford. Okay, look forward to making music.
Exactly what time is Adult Sunday School planning to start today?
Well, we're aiming for 10:45. We'll see how the service, but basically 10:45.
10:45 is so good.
Sophie just wanted to say thanks for the food. We're glad you like them, Sophie. You're so welcome. Children's Committee is excited to have you join us for some fun adventures this year, including the little library.
Hi, it's John Sears here. Some of you have been very kind to ask about my mom, Carol, who's been in hospital in Fredericton since the 1st of May. In the last week or so, there's been just some really amazing changes in terms of her cognition and her ability to kind of release her hands. And so my parents' 56th wedding anniversary was yesterday. That's the real September 11th in our family, is my parents' wedding anniversary. And so they were able to spend time together at the hospital and reminisce about their married lives together. And so, there's just been a significant change, whether it's, going to continue or not. We're prayerful, but we're just being really thankful about her improvement. So thank you for everyone's holding Michael and Carol up in prayer. Thank you.
Last Sunday, I was in the Vietnamese Mennonite Church. It's a church right downtown on Alexander. And it's a unique building. It was built in 1901. And a number of years ago, when we renovated and restored that sanctuary so that they could use it, they've been a very happy congregation. And the occasion was the ordination of their pastor, Van Ho. He has been one of their lay leaders, and now they ordained him as their pastor. And the conference was involved. They had invited me, and there were some others. The church was full. They sang at the top of their voices for 20 minutes to begin the service. They were wearing masks, although their singing group didn't, but they were very enthusiastic and happy.
If there's no further sharing, then let's join together in prayer. God, thank you for the start of a fresh season for us all. As we come out of the rest and sunshine and long days of summer, thank you for the cooler, fresher night air. Thank you for the crispness and the warm days, but the good sleep at night. For the shortening days, for new teachers and new friends, for getting back into routines and habits that include our church community and Sunday school. Thank you for each child in our congregation who blesses our community with laughter and new perspectives and questions. Thank you that we get to be part of these children's lives and part of their community of love and warmth and acceptance and formation. Thank you for the ways in which they form us. Open our hearts to the ways in which we can be part of the lives of these children, whether that is by sharing a story in Sunday school, whether that is by agreeing to a mentorship relationship where we connect with a child regularly throughout the year, or whether that is by praying quietly in the background for their families and their teachers and their growth and development. Remind us that in our hearts, all of us are children, and teach us to be as children as we seek your kingdom and learn to love each other, our neighbors in all the forms that they take, and this beautiful world that you have granted us permission to live in. Help us to be good neighbors and to be good stewards of this earth. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you to everyone that was a part of this service. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and friend, may the love of God binding us together and building us up, may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, knitting us together as a church family, be with us until we meet again. Amen. And with that, we'll go into our postlude. Thanks for coming, everyone.
So